Doing well. Just at home in, you know, North Barrie, finishing, just hanging out.
We are quite excited. You are going to be here in Niagara June 6th for the Niagara Regional Exhibition. Ryan Langdon, Mandeville's, a couple of great acts going to join you. To have you here for the summertime gigs, you guys look forward to those.
Oh, it's just the best. I mean, outdoor festival, the music ringing out over, you know, the people. They're the party. We're the soundtrack. I mean, if it weren't for them, they'd just call it a rehearsal. But it's absolutely fantastic playing outside. And of course, in Ontario, so it's going to be great to have a home province gig.
Do you enjoy the fairs? Like, if you were to go there, it would be a favorite thing Jason would want to go and do?
I actually like fair food, you know, like the pogos and all that kind of stuff. Like, the greasier, the better. It's like an excuse just to get crazy. But and the music is always fun because, oh, this year, you know, the Roadhammers is great. But Ryan Langdon on the show, he's up for Male Artist of the Year at the CMA Ontario Awards June 1st. Mm-hmm. So it's great. Ontario lineup.
Let's talk about the CMAOs. It just seemed like we were just there, and now we're back again. A whole year is gone. And talk about some of the talent we have here in Ontario. I mean, the face of country keeps always changing. We've got Owen Riegling doing well. Red Hill Valley's on the scene now. Talk about the talent pool in Ontario, if you will.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, everybody from Tim Hicks, as you said right there, to the Red Hill Valley's. I mean, it's just a wide spectrum, wide strata of artists who, you know, are heading out to Nashville, which is, you know, quote-unquote Music City USA, but I think arguably Canada is the biggest country in Nashville. I mean, our contingent down there is just absolutely second to none. And, you know, just going around the world showing them how it's done. You know, and now more than ever, you know, we're flying that Canadian flag nice and proud. And our Canadian artists really are second to none.
Really is important, especially maybe even this year, to celebrate that local Canadian talent. CMAO's the awards show you're hosting. What can we plan for that night?
Well, I never know because they never give me a script because I don't seem to follow it. But it's always a fun time. And, you know, exactly what we're talking about, celebrating the biggest, brightest, and best of Ontario talent. So that's the key thing. This is going to be the last time for me. I think it's time to pass the baton on to someone else to host the show. We've got such a great crop of new artists coming up, as you said. Owen Riegling's of the world. Sully Burrows, a new guy on the scene. You know, Lee Saunders is just absolutely stellar. We've got the best right here, so I'm looking forward to celebrating that in Hamilton.
Nice to be back in the Hammer again. We were in Mississauga last year. Now, I just heard the new Roadhammers single with Megan Patrick, Hillbilly Disco. I got to say, I love it.
Well, you know what? It's just a little twist on what we do. Megan Patrick's fantastic. She's got her own new single out with Golden Child, and been a big fan of hers for many years. We're doing a couple of festivals this summer across Canada with her, so it's great. And, you know, again, she's an Ontario-based artist from Belleville, living in Nashville now. Married to Mitchell Tenpenny. I mean, she's Canadian music royalty.
Yeah, it's all about Canada, all about local, all about hockey as well. You're watching, right?
I am watching. I got to say, our household is a Boston Bruins household, so we are falling in love with the Leafs.
Yeah.
Leafs, you have my heart. Don't break it. Here we go.
I'm a Habs fan, but, you know, with the Leafs this close, really got a powerhouse behind them, it seems. They got real momentum.
Could you imagine if the Leafs won the Cup, like, that would power Ontario for the next, I don't know, what, like 10 years? It'd be amazing.
If they won the Cup, we could probably build that tunnel. I think that's what probably
We could build it. We could do whatever we want. Unstoppable.
Hey, I want to know about your superstitions, though, because people talk about these hockey superstitions. So as you watch the playoffs, certain things you do or don't do.
I don't have superstitions, but I do know some people have a guilt. They feel like they're watching a hockey game and the team's doing bad. And this is a true thing. Some people actually believe that it could be their fault, so they turn the TV off.
Right, yes, we take it.
Which, I don't mean to laugh at that, I'm just saying, like, that just means your heart is really in the game. So you want to do anything you can to support your team.
We take it personally, our hockey and our music and our Canadian country music. Jason McCoy, Roadhammer, is going to be here June 6th for the Niagara Regional Exhibition. Ryan Langdon, the Mandeville's on the show. Always a pleasure, Jason, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the CMAOs this year.
Thank you so much for taking the time. Look forward to seeing you there. Thanks, bud. Talk to you soon.